and it was already a complicated situation. Lieutenant On was in stage one of NREM sleep. Lieutenant Skyot seemed to be as well. I could consult the inventory on my own initiative, indeed I should, but I didn't, partly because I had just been reminded yesterday of the corrupt authorities at Ime, the misuse of accesses, the most appalling abuse of power, something any citizen would have thought was impossible. That reminder itself was enough to make me cautious. But also, after Denzai's assertions about residents of the upper city planting evidence in the past, and the evening's dinner conversation with its clear reminder of resentment in that upper city, something didn't seem quite right. No one in the upper city would know I had requested information about confiscated weapons. But what if someone else was involved? Someone who could set alerts to notify her if certain questions were asked in certain places. Denzai and her daughter sat quietly in the boat, to all appearances unconcerned and not particularly eager to be anywhere or to be doing anything else. Within a few moments, I had Justice of Torin's attention. I had seen no few of those confiscated weapons. Not I, One-esque, but I, Justice of Torin, whose thousands of ancillary troops had been on the planet during the annexation. If I couldn't consult an official inventory without alerting an authority to the fact that I had found this cache, I could consult my own memory to see if any of them had passed under my own eyes. And they had. I went in to where Lieutenant On was sleeping and put a hand on her bare shoulder. "Lieutenant," I said softly. In the boat, I closed the crate with a soft snap and said, "Back to the city." Lieutenant On jerked awake. "I'm not asleep," she said blearily. In the boat, Denzai and her daughter silently picked up their oars and started back. "The weapons were confiscated," I said to Lieutenant On, still quiet, not wanting to wake Lieutenant Skyot, not wanting anyone else to hear what I was saying. I recognized the serial numbers. Lieutenant On looked at me dazedly for a few moments, uncomprehending. Then I saw her understand. "But..." And then she woke fully and turned to Lieutenant Skyot. "Skyot, wake up! I've got a problem." I brought the guns to the upper level of Lieutenant On's house. Seven Issa didn't even stir when I went past. "You're sure?" asked Lieutenant Skyot, kneeling by the open crate, naked but for gloves, a bowl of tea in one hand. "I confiscated these myself," I answered. "I remember them." We were all speaking very quietly so that no one outside could hear. "Then they would have been destroyed," argued Lieutenant Skyot. "Obviously they weren't," said Lieutenant On, and then after a brief silence, "Oh shit, this isn't good." Silently I messaged her, "Language, Lieutenant." Lieutenant Skyot made a short, breathy sound, unamused laughter. "To put it mildly," she frowned, "but why? Why would anyone go to the trouble?" "And how?" asked Lieutenant On. She seemed to have forgotten her own tea in a bowl on the floor beside her. "They put them there without us seeing them." I'd looked at the logs for the past 30 days and seen nothing I couldn't already account for. Indeed, no one had been to that spot at all besides Denzai and her daughter 30 days ago. And just the other night. "How is the easy part if you've got the right accesses?" said Lieutenant Skyot. "Which might tell us something. It's not someone who's got high-level access to Justice of Torin. Or they'd have made sure it didn't remember these guns. Or at least couldn't say it did."
"Or they didn't think of that particular detail," suggested Lieutenant On. She was puzzled, and only beginning to be frightened. "Or maybe that's part of the plan to begin with. But we're back to why, aren't we? It doesn't much matter how. Not right this moment. Lieutenant Skyot looked up at me. Tell me about the trouble Jen Ta's niece had in the lower city. Lieutenant On looked at her, frowning. But... Lieutenant Skyot shushed her with a gesture. There was no trouble, I said. She sat by herself and threw rocks in the Four Temple water. She bought some tea in the shop behind the temple. Beyond that, no one spoke to her. You're certain? Asked Lieutenant On. She was in my view the entire time. And I would take care that she would be on any future visits, but that hardly needed saying. The two lieutenants were silent a moment. Lieutenant On closed her eyes and took a deep breath. She was now truly frightened. They're lying about that, she said, eyes still closed. They want some excuse to accuse someone in the lower city of... something.
Sedition, Lieutenant Skyot said.
She remembered her tea and took a sip.
And getting above themselves, that's easy enough to see.
Yes, I can see that, said Lieutenant On.
Her accent had slipped entirely, but she hadn't noticed.
But why the hell would anyone with this sort of access, she gestured at the crate of guns, want to help them?
That would seem to be the question, answered Lieutenant Skyot. They were silent for several seconds. What are you going to do?
The question upset Lieutenant On, who presumably had been wondering just that. She looked up at me. I wonder if this is all.
I can ask Denzai to take me out again, I said.
Lieutenant On gestured affirmatively. I'll write the report, but I won't file it just yet, pending our further investigation.
Everything Lieutenant On did and said was observed and recorded. But as with the trackers everyone in Ors wore, there wasn't always someone paying attention.
Lieutenant Skyot made a low whistle.
Is someone setting you up, dear?
Lieutenant On looked incomprehension at her.
Like maybe, Lieutenant Skyot continued, Jen Shinnen? I may have underestimated her. Or can you trust Denzai?
If someone wants me gone, they're in the upper city, said Lieutenant On, and privately I agreed, but I didn't say it. But that can't be it. If anyone who could do this, she gestured at the crate, wanted me out of here, it would be easy enough, just give the order. And Jen Shinnen couldn't have done this. Unspoken, hanging behind every word, was the memory of the news from Ime. Of the fact that the person who had revealed the corruption there was condemned to die. Probably was already dead.
No one in Ors could have... Not without
help from a very high level, she would surely have said, but she let the sentence trail off.
True, mused Lieutenant Skyot, understanding her. So it's someone high up. Who would benefit?
The niece, said Lieutenant On, distressed.
Jen Ta's niece would benefit? Asked Lieutenant Skyot, puzzled.
No, no. The niece is insulted or assaulted, allegedly. I won't do anything. I say nothing happened.
Because nothing happened, said Lieutenant Skyot, looking as though something was beginning to come clear to her, but still puzzled.
They can't get justice from me, so they come down to the lower city to get it for themselves. It's the sort of thing that happened before we came.
And afterward, said Lieutenant Skyot, they find all these guns, or even during, or...
She shook her head.
It's not all fitting together. Let's say you're right. Still, who benefits? Not the Tanmind, not if they cause trouble. They can accuse all they like, but no matter what anyone finds in the lake, they're still for re-education if they riot.
Lieutenant On gestured doubtfully. Someone who could get those guns here without our seeing them might be able to keep the Tanmind out of trouble. Or believably say they could.
Ah.
Lieutenant Skyot understood immediately.
A minor fine, mitigating circumstances. No doubt of it. It'll be someone high up, very dangerous. But why?
Lieutenant On looked at me. Go to the head priest and ask her a favor. Tell her from me, even though it's not the rainy season, to station someone near the storm alarm at all times.
The alarm, an ear-splitting siren, was on the top of the temple residence. Its sounding would trigger the storm shutters of most of the buildings in the lower city, and would certainly wake the inhabitants of any building not automated in that fashion.
Ask her to be ready to sound it if I ask.
Excellent, said Lieutenant Skyot. Any mob will at least have to work a bit harder to get past the shutters. And then?
It might not even happen, said Lieutenant On. Whatever it is, we'll have to take it as it comes.
What came, the next morning, was news that Anander Mianai, Lord of the Roch, would be visiting us sometime in the next few days. For 3,000 years, Anander Mianai had ruled Roch space absolutely. She resided in each of the 13 provincial palaces and was present at every annexation. She was able to do this because she possessed thousands of bodies, all of them genetically identical, all of them linked to each other. She was still in Shiserna's system, some of her on the flagship of this annexation, Sword of Amat, and some of her on Shiserna Station. It was she who made Rodshai law, and she who decided on any exceptions to that law. She was the ultimate commander of the military, the highest head priest of Amat, the person to whom, ultimately, all Rodshai houses were clients. And she was coming to Ors at some unspecified date within the next few days. It was, in fact, mildly surprising she hadn't visited Ors sooner. Small as it was, far as Orsians had fallen from their former glory, still the yearly pilgrimage made Ors a moderately important place. Important enough that officers of higher families and more influence than Lieutenant On had wanted this post, and tried continually to pry her out of it, despite the determined resistance of the Divine of Ikt. So the visit itself wasn't unexpected, though the timing seemed odd. It was 2 weeks before the start of the pilgrimage, when hundreds of thousands of Orsians and tourists would pass through the city. During pilgrimage, Anander Mianai's presence would be highly visible, an opportunity to impress a high number of the worshippers of Ikt. Instead, she was coming just before. And of course it was impossible not to notice the sharp coincidence between her arrival and the discovery of the guns. Whoever had placed those guns was acting either for or against the interests of the Lord of Roch. She should have been the one logical person to tell and to ask for further instructions. And her being in Ors in person was incredibly convenient. It presented an opportunity to tell her about the situation without anyone else intercepting the message and either spoiling whatever the plan was, or alerting wrongdoers that their plan had been discovered, making them harder to catch. On that account alone, Lieutenant On was relieved to hear of her visit. Even though for the next few days, and while she was here, Lieutenant On would have to wear her full uniform. In the meantime, I listened more closely to conversations in the upper city. More difficult than in the lower, because the houses were all enclosed, and of course any Tanmind involved would be close-mouthed if they knew I was in earshot. And no one was foolish enough to have that sort of conversation I was listening for anywhere but in person, in private. I also watched Jen Ta's niece, or as well as I could. After the dinner party, she never left Jen Shinnan's house, but I could see her tracker data.